Can we have a word of prayer, please? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together for this midweek meeting. Since we left here on Sunday, you'll be with all of us, both students, workers, businessmen and women, Lord, those who traveled by land, by sea and by air. You have kept us, O God, Lord, from the evil one. Though he rules this present world, but you have the final say over your people. We are very grateful, Lord. Thank you for bringing us together. By whichever means we have come, O God, we have enjoyed your protection and cares. The prophet said there's no distance too short where the enemy cannot wreak havoc. Lord, because in him there's something good, for he has only come to seek, to kill, and to destroy. But you came so that we might have life, so that we might have it more abundantly. Father, we commit ourselves unto you tonight. We ask, O God, that you will be with every one of us. As your word, we go for a short time before we go into prayers. And let your spirit have the preeminence, Lord, in the audience. O Father, I bring every soul under the suggestion of your word. Grant it, Heavenly Father, when the time calls for us to pray, give us the grace and the ability, auction and utterance of prayers with common sense. As we ask these blessings, O God, for ourselves, by extension, all the nations of the world that your children have gathered, Lord, may you be with them and meet their needs too. Thank you for your servant that I've been away for 2 weeks. Lord, thank you for bringing him back safely. Thank you for testimonies of the goodness of the Lord in the ministry, you know, at the administration of your word over there. We are very grateful. Thank you for those who traveled today that you have brought back. We just thank you and bless and worship you and adore you, Lord, for granting these petitions. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed with our faith and thanksgiving. Amen. These chorus I used to like, I hear it for the first time from Papa Oluwarotimi. Ure ofe sha, ure ofe o ni bekebe mi. Jesu kufu ara ye. I had it first time from him. Is he in church? God bless you, my precious brother. Shalom to your one soul. Amen and amen. God bless you. My precious brother, you are welcome. Yeah, we miss you. We miss you for all of that, 2 Sundays. You are welcome. We thank God for joining me, sister. God bless you. Our God is good all the time. We are back to the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord is a house of correction, is a house of joy, is a house where when the children of God are gathered, Satan is jittery because he knows that something is going to happen to his kingdom. How many of us believe that Satan's kingdom will be shaking again tonight? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jesus did not die in vain. He died to achieve something. I'm happy. I believe you are happy because you are one of them. But you have to put this one on me here. Okay. I don't know why you are doing these changes. It's not me. I didn't request you. Thank you. Okay, let us read scriptures first. As our manner of life is, as we have learned from our prophet, a vindicated prophet that said across our paths, praise God. Ephesians chapter 6, we are reading from verse 10 to verse, I think 17 or so, or 18. Let me see. We stop somewhere around that. Ephesians chapter 6, Proverbs 10. He said, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Say, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye might be able, ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, where we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and taking the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Pray, verse 18, last. "Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of that portion of the scripture into our hearts. I want us to look what I will call praying always tonight. Who can please be seated? Praying always. Prayer. You know, there are so many things that are attached to prayers. We have to be in a certain condition before we can pray to God, and God will answer. That is not our subject tonight. Maybe along the line, we might pass that way. Because there are some prayers that we pray. It depends on the condition of the vessel that is praying that will determine whether God will hear and answer or not. Amen? So there must be a certain condition that God expects us to be in so that we can approach unto him acceptably. And if we are out of that condition, if we are not in that condition, we may think we are approaching him. We may think we have done our best, but our prayers will not get to God. Like I said, that is not our subject tonight. But our subject is praying always. Amen? We used to sing a little chorus. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayers and ended with prayer. Prayer is the master key. Amen. Prayer is the master key. God expects us to pray. Amen. And when he came here in the flesh, that is the Lord Jesus now, not that he only taught us, he showed it to us as an example. Because very often, he will resort to a mountain all together to himself. To do what? To pray. I want you to look at one thing. In Jesus Christ, in whom dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily, has to be praying. What about you and me that is only a little portion of the Spirit of God is what we have? Amen? We had conversion one time, a minister came from a far place and preached that in the course of his preaching, he said, "Pastor Martin, the fullness of the Godhead dwell in you bodily." He was expecting me to say amen. I didn't say amen. Because I know that's not true. He repeated it several times. In the course of it, a church member, one of our church members, very vocal, he caught that thing. When we came back from conversion, he said, "Well,
Pastor Martin, do I believe you to be my pastor? But you see, I want to confess openly that the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth in me bodily. I say, how easy, how simple it is to catch error than the truth. The reason why the Holy Ghost was not released when Jesus was here is because it will be contradictory to the scriptures. While he was here, the fullness of the Godhead must be in him bodily. That's why I say, if I go away, the comforter will come. If I do not go, he will not come. Because it will be breaking scriptures. As long as he was here there, all that God was in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So while he was here, so he was in heaven too. Why? Omnipresence God. Until he went away and sent the Holy Ghost. It could have happened while he was here. May God help us. If the fullness of the Godhead dwell in Brother Sam bodily, it means that Brother Odele doesn't have the Holy Ghost, but Adeomi doesn't have the Holy Ghost, but Femi doesn't have, I don't have, none of you have, because the fullness is in him. If language has its meaning, Shemo Kwemi will lost school. But I know that fullness means in totality, if everything about it. And that was what was in Jesus. That is why we could call him the Alpha and the Omega. Amen. God bless you. Will we ever need to appreciate God for William Manuel Branham? People who don't know what he has done for us, they will think we are just trying to exalt the man. You cannot exalt him. He has been exalted already by God, because even God told him a huge portion of heaven awaits him. God told him that. God wouldn't play with words. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's saying. That is why he told us that a title, a jot of his word will never go unfulfilled. This scripture from Genesis to Revelation must be fulfilled. So he promoted to catch the prophet. They didn't know you cannot catch a prophet of God or to whom the word of God comes. He is the mouthpiece of God. Somebody told him, I said, with this ministry you have, don't you think that you have an ability to write more to the scripture? The prophet said he wanted to catch me. The Bible pronounced in Revelation that no addition, no subtraction from Genesis to Revelation is a complete work of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Even the sermon books that we have, there's no addition to this, but explanation, a revelation of what the scripture really meant. That's all. He didn't add anything. You cannot add to this. It's a concluded something. Praise God. Amen. I want to say that I'm very sorry that day I was saying that you say no. I will obey you. What you say, I will obey. Honestly speaking, I'll be honest with you. I will obey. You hear me so? I know it is love that brought it that way. I will obey. God bless you. Thank you very much. You see, you say you will obey. You took Sunday school. You took morning service. I didn't plan it. But did I plan it? I did it. It just fall on my lap like this. Even this evening that I preach it, I did plan it too. Our precious brother, whose turn is supposed to be today, traveled. And me, you know, since we are at home, I feel that it will not be fine for him to take that long journey to coming back to mount the pope. He should rest where the others who can do it. You know, that kind of a thing. We quite agree that nobody can teach like teacher. That is what God said about the ministry. And he also told us apostle is the chief of all of them. Hello? And he told us that the evangelist is a firebrand. He said today is a money year. Next tomorrow is in Bekuba. No, the other day is in Kafacha. What is he doing? Preaching the kingdom. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Amen and amen. Praying always. You know, we have very limited time, so I will go further. When it's 6:30, we go into prayers. Amen. Like I said, what I'm talking on is praying always. Praying always. When you are in the bathroom and you are taking your bath, you can be praying. Pray without ceasing is what the scripture says. There is power in prayer. You believe that? If you don't believe, it means that you don't believe that there are miracles. There is power in prayers. May God help us. Like you know, it's not everybody that can pray to God. There are people, I don't want to. No, there are people whose religion, they say, they pray 5 times a day. You can increase it to 10 times. In the 4 sisters, who are you that is praying? Who are you? Are you in the condition that you can approach unto God? If not, you are wasting your saliva. Because your prayer will not reach ceiling. Talk less of going to God. God specially prepared his people before they can approach unto him. You know the Old Testament, before, oh man, let me not go that way because I will hit my target. Until you are under the blood, you are not qualified to pray to God. Hello? Hello? Is that strange? Until you are under that blood, sinners' prayer cannot get to God because they are sinners. That is why we must be very careful. If you want God to answer your prayers, I will say a few things before we go to prayers. Jesus was saying something somewhere, I think it's Matthew chapter 6 or so. I think Matthew chapter 6. He said, we're praying. He said, if you have aught against any, he said what? Forgive. Some of us, we carry problem in our heart. There are people we don't greet. I don't know how you are confessing to be a Christian. I don't know how you are doing it. You have somebody you can't greet. Where the Bible tells us that when you get the Holy Ghost, you love everybody. You believe that quote? You have the Holy Ghost, you love everybody. Christians have one enemy, and our enemy is Satan. That old woman in the village is not your enemy. Even if he's possessed with the devil, he's still not your enemy. It is the devil in her that is doing whatever he's doing. And you have been given power by the Lord Jesus Christ, authority, to bind the devil that is in her. That man, that woman is a mortal. She's just a victim of circumstances that an evil spirit entered into her. It could be anybody else. What a man of Gadara. The man of Oregon, that came to the prophet, spit on his face. He said the prophet was a green snake under the green grass. What that means that he was a deceiver. That's what it means. Because if you are pursuing a green snake, if you can find green grass to enter, you miss it. Because you can't detect it. He will just bled. But Abraham was not an hypocrite. He was a true servant of God. What he preached, we believe, and we see the effect in our lives. Therefore, we believe in Itoto as our brother. Praise God. Amen. Now, what I'm saying is this, that you have to be under the blood before you can approach unto God. God does not answer sinners' prayers. You only answer the prayers of the saints. There's a difference between the saints and sinners. We are all born in sin, shaped in iniquity. We came into the world lying. You can't. Do you teach your children how to lie? It is inborn in them. That nature is there. Papa said, don't touch this thing. That nature will make it to go there. When he see Papa, he come out. When you turn your back, he go there again. It's a fallen nature. That nature must be killed. If that nature is not dead, I don't care how long you be in the message, whether you even carry your bed, made the church your bedroom. That is not what we are saying. It will be a sinner sleeping in the tabernacle. That is why Jesus categorically make it clear that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And the prophet says, so see the kingdom of God means to understand the kingdom. Neither can you go in it. The Holy Ghost is what put us in the kingdom of God. The Holy Ghost is the kingdom of God in us. Let me say this. The evidence that we have the Holy Ghost is not coming to the Lord's table. That's not the evidence. I think that's why Brother Abraham said, so many will come to that Lord's table that will not see God. Hello? Many will come there and will not see God. Why? Many will come there, they carry malice in their heart against somebody. A mother, you have malice against you, you can't talk to the person, you can't greet the person. You think you want to approach to God? Not the God that we are serving, not the God of this Bible. You must be at peace with some men. Is that what your Bible says? Be at peace with all men. Look, this is the time. Say, you can't do it until you are converted. You will think I'm mad, I'm crazy. Okay, I like this kind of madness. The madness that is like we cope with the Bible, that's the type of craziness I want to have. May God help us. How can you, a Holy Ghost filled man, have malice? How can you do it? Let me say something. When you confess that you have the Holy Ghost, you are saying that Jesus Christ is living in you in the spirit form. Hello? Jesus Christ, when he was here, how many people did he keep malice with? All the maltreatment they gave to him. Did he fail any scriptures? He told the people, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And it is the scripture that testifies of who I am. He was to be born of a virgin. Was he born of a virgin? Did they not say it was bastard? Did he hold malice with the high priest? Malice, look, is of the devil. Gossip is of the devil. The prophet said, you open your ear to gossip, you do what? You don't mind your experience, you promote your experience. Open your ear to malice. And that's what Mike sitting there. He has offended you. Instead of going to him, come and tell me. You see, Mike did this, he did this, he did this. What is the purpose? You don't even know your Bible. You don't know Bible. I told you, oh man, you can't gossip to me. You know better. How will you do it? I will so scold you that if you are not careful, I will take you before that person to make right. Look, gossip is how did the prophet put it to? God bless you. It's sulfuric acid in the church. You know what sulfuric acid is? It destroys. But no matter what it destroys, it can never destroy the Holy Ghost. The prophet says sometimes God allows trouble even to come to church. To do what to his children? To prove them. To prove you. He allowed sickness to strike you sometime that you might look up. If you are becoming arrogant, I wonder what you have that was not freely given to you. Where is the pride? Where is the price? The salvation we have, not be grace. Hello? Not be grace. Is it by works? The Bible says, lest any man should boast. We don't boast. We appreciate God for saving us. If God has saved you, he can save the vilest sinner in town. And the prophet said, don't give up on anybody as long as there is breath of life in him. Sometimes you make statements that you are making statements, you know, painting a picture of serpent seed. Do you know serpent seed? Who are you, Ray? It's only God that knows who is who. Hello? Who has the final say? Jehovah has the final say. Who has the final say? Say, Jehovah has the final say. Jehovah turn my life around. Oh, yeah, Jehovah turn my life around. Hallelujah, oh, he make a way where there was no way. Jehovah, he had the final say. Amen and amen. Look, if we look at ourselves today, we have very sharp tongue. Very, very sharp. If you were living at the time of Saul of Tarsus, you would call him serpent seed. The things he was doing, was that God persecuting his own children? Was that God? And yet, the seed of God was dwelling in that man when he was doing all those things. That is why no matter the condition you find a man, whether it's a drunkard, whether it's an armed robber, whether it's a fornicator, whether it's an adulterer, whether it's a terrorist, whether it's a kidnapper, don't write him off. Pray for him as a martyr. Because there could be seed of God in him, and he's doing that. What did Saul of Tarsus not do? Do you know that the authority he take, he could kill without going through process of justice? He could kill. Nobody will challenge him. How many kilometers from, is it from Jerusalem to Damascus? Between here and there, he met with God and the story changed. Church, don't mind what people say, only my God. Human beings can talk. Don't mind them. Especially like Wotoban Soro, Boto Boto. Just don't mind them. God bless you. Believe all your children are convertible. Are you following me? Believe that. I'll be praying for them. You cannot convert yourself. Talk less of converting somebody else. How many of us are converted here? Raise up your hand if you are converted. Raise up your hand. You come to the Lord's table. You are not converted. You come to the Lord's table. Are you ashamed to raise your hand? God, now you convert yourself. God who converted you, he will convert your children. Only believe all things are possible. Claim your children for the kingdom of God. Believe that no serpent seed among your children. At God's appointed time, they will come in. Because the Bible says, teach your children the way they should go. When they grow up, they will not depart from that way. If they want to depart from that way, the things you taught them will be hurting them. Hello? That is the truth. God bless you. I say, God bless you. It says 30. But give me 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. Please. Wait, you better call you 5 minutes. Praise God, amen. We thank the Lord. You see, there was a time when the persecution was hot. And I think it was Herod who took Saul and killed James, a disciple of Jesus Christ. People don't fear God. He killed that man. When he killed him, he saw that it was pleasing to the Jews. You do evil, and it's pleasing to the Jews. You offended the Almighty God who owned the breast of your nursery, and human beings are rejoicing. He went further and took Peter. Peter, unto whom the keys of the kingdom were given. What are you saying? You want to spread God's program? Nobody else can open that door of the kingdom except Peter. That is why when the gospel came to the Gentiles, it was Peter they went to call. When they arrested Peter, they put him for prison. They say they should take special care of him. Two soldiers were with him, bind him with two chains. Why not 10 chains? Prayers were being offered by saints. God, don't allow this evil to happen. Unfortunately, some of them that were praying don't even believe that God performed miracles. That's why the scripture says, when you pray, believe you receive what you ask for, and you will receive it. The house of John Mark was a typical example of people praying, not expecting answer. Because by the time they put Peter in that place, and the people were praying, God answered prayer. The angel of the Lord came to the prison. He didn't need to knock door. Oh, hallelujah, church. Who do you call God? If God is protecting you, you are protected. He bypassed all of them with their whatever the rag they have in their protection. He came right to where Peter was. When the angel of the Lord came to where Peter was, the chains of their own removed. Say, Peter, say, put on your sandals and your clothes, let's go. Two soldiers were there. Two soldiers, they were as dead men. That is our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, amen, hallowed be thy name. Peter stood up and followed him. In the course of their going, when they finally reached the main gate, hallelujah, you think God will be asking for key that is made by man? The gate opened by itself. The gate opened by itself for God. When they passed, God bidding goodbye, say, the expectation of the wicked will not happen over you. Then, it was only then that Peter came to himself. I remember what people were asking Brother Abraham. They said, when you are with the angel of the Lord, ask him what his name is. The prophet said, you don't know what you are talking about. He said, there is a difference between the blessings of God and the power of God. He said, when you are in his place, you are paralyzed. You think you can talk anyhow. Peter didn't even know what was happening. He thought it was a dream. When the angel left, he came to himself. He said that it is now I know. Hallelujah. Peter went straight to John Magdalene's house and knocked at the gate. Bonk, 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 bonk. I go in there. Small rodent. Small rodent. He recognized his voice. With joy, he didn't open the gate. He ran to the brethren prayer. He said, Peter is at the gate. They say, you are mad. You are stupid. And they are praying for the release of Peter. Surely, consent. They don't even believe that their prayer will be answered. May God deliver us from all foolishness. He said, quick, quiet. They see here the knock. The small girl was saying, the voice I heard is Peter's voice. They finally went and opened. Peter came in. Ah! Peter, what are we saying? Praying always. Prayer breeds the supernatural. Prayer breeds miracles. Prayer changes situations. That is the God we serve. And we must be in condition before we can pray. May God help us. We remember that woman who was barren. You know, she came to the temple as she was praying. The Bible says, Anna, God bless you, my brother. The lips were just shaking. Until the priest thought she was drunk. Say, hey, your maid, your handmaid is not drunk. It's not like, don't look at me as people of burial, that kind of a thing. I'm pouring out my, he said, may God grant your desires. And when God granted the desires, is that not how Samuel came? I think that's Samuel. The prophet said it was an extra blessing. God gave her a prophet. Amen. Does God answer prayers? Let me mention one before we stop. Because if we continue, we just continue. No final bus stop. Hello? That is why we must advise ourselves that the spirit of the of the prophet is subject to the prophet. Glory to God. Now, you look at, is it Ezekiah? Isaiah. Isaiah was a major prophet who prophesied that a virgin shall conceive. You know that is a taboo. A virgin conceived? That is miraculously. That is why when the angel came to Mary, I said, Mary, you are blessed among all women. You will conceive and be fruitful. Mary was a matured girl. She was engaged to Joseph. She knows what it takes to conceive. He said, but I don't know no man. He said, yes. That is why the message is coming to you. Because the message is meant for somebody that has not flirted. And you are the one. Hello? He said, that only thing you give birth to will be called the Son of the Most High. He said, be it all to me according to thy word. Mary took off. Went to Joseph. I have a visitation of Angel Gabriel. This is what he said. Joseph looked at the matter. Joseph was an honest man. He looked at the matter. She ki se pe obirin o fe fi mi se. Okay, I know what to do. Quietly, I will remove my hand from my case. That night, the angel of the Lord came. I said, Joe, what do you want to do? You know the real Bible. That girl has not committed nothing. It was Mary giving birth to Jesus that broke her virginity. Oh, praise be to God. We know what we are talking about. We know who we believe. Hallelujah. Take Mary to thyself. That conception is not by man, but by God fulfilling scriptures. And don't touch her until she has given birth to that child. Let me ask you a question. Supposing Joseph was stubborn, say, I must touch her. Who makes my body to rise? Can God make it not to rise? Oh, Mario. He should have tried that, see. What God wants to do, he has no obstacle, no barrier. He will do it. This message will produce the bride of Jesus Christ. Whether the devil like it or he doesn't like it. We don't even want the devil to like it. What is he liking in it? It's not part of it. What are you interested in? What is causing the ariwo? You can't see it. You better stay at home and save yourself some. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Finally, you look at when Jesus was facing Calvary. Oh, man. It was prayer. The follower that he was meeting, he said, pray a while with me. He went forward, go down, I begin to pray. If this cup must not pass away from me, oh Lord, that will be done. He come back, he find them sleeping. He find them sleeping. Of course, they were in the flesh. A man that is in the flesh is completely powerless. Yeah. But a man that is in the spirit, the Holy, how can a man be filled with the Holy Ghost? He says he doesn't know. I don't know what you are talking about. That is why you can never tell me I don't have the Holy Ghost. You are joking. I know what I have. Now you will call proof whether I have the Holy Ghost or not. Who are you? Who are you? Hello? Hello? I hardly sleep up to 5 hours a night. Maximum 4. And when I wake up, I don't joke. Something that someone that's energizing me to do all this, you say, you think saying I'm flesh today. I know better. The prophet preached a message. What is the Holy Ghost? What was he giving for? After studying all those ones, I examine myself, say I don't get the Holy Ghost. But I know who I have delivered, and I persuaded that he is able to heal that which I committed unto him against the day. God bless you. Holy Ghost, one of the things he does is power for service. Power for service. You cannot have the Holy Ghost and be prayerless. Hello? You cannot have the Holy Ghost and be keeping my list. Because the Holy Ghost says, love everybody. How can the one that wrote love everybody see you? And you are loving some people, you hate some people. Any kingdom that is divided against itself cannot stand. That is why Satan cannot heal. He's the author of diseases and sicknesses and death. He can't heal. Where anywhere you see healing, whether through surgery, whether through capsule, whether through tablets, whether through prayer, whether through what do you call this thing now? This native some Abba is God, and the Lord that God that healed all their diseases. God bless you. I say God bless you. Even if you don't say amen, it wouldn't stop me. I will just be going on. But we're supposed to say amen. Because I believe you are lively stones. You are not dead stones. God bless you. Cast all your cares upon him. For what? He cares for you. Does God care? Does he care? Do you know the day you were born? There were many babies that were born that day that never see the following day. He protects you. He provides for you. He meets your need. He heals your sickness. He protects your going out and coming in. Oh, brothers and sisters, all that we owe him is to worship him. Give him all. He's the only living God. All other gods are man-made. They are wishy-washy. They put hands on them, they can't move hands. They put leg on them, they walk not. They put eye on them, they can't see. They that make them are like them. They that make idols are like idols. There is only one true and living God, the one that made the heavens and the earth, who commanded the moon and the stars to come to manifestation only in the night. Commanded the sun to shine in the day. That is the God we are serving. Yes, sir. You have the final say. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Satan, shame unto you. We say, Satan, shame unto you. We say, devil, shame unto you. Satan, shame unto you. All power below. He said, all power in heaven and in earth have been given unto me. Hallelujah, church. We are happy. We are not proud. We are happy to know that God is our Father. And I can say it anywhere I go. Amen. It's not everybody that can say it. I say it to His own glory. Oh, man. God bless you. I say, God bless you. When I was in the world, I told you a part of that about drinking, how the cup exploded the other day. With that, my same colleague, he's not the same. My friend, he said he wanted to see his Abanese woman. I stood outside. They went inside. After they did all they did, whether concussion or whatever they did, they came out. Then me and my friend, we started going. After we had walked far, I noticed the woman stood, was just watching us. After he shouted, I called out my friend. Of course, you know, I don't have to go back with him. I stood there, he went. When he came back, I said, did she forget anything? He said, what he says is that there is a power that is following you. Hello? The hand of the Almighty, before you are converted, is upon you. That is why Satan is always after God's children. Do you know how he pursued Moses? Do you know how he pursued Jesus? He will always pursue, but he will never get God's people. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Korah, Datta, and Abiram. One day, they rose up in the camp. They say, it is too much of Moses. Yesterday, Moses. Today, Moses. Tomorrow, be Moses. Yes, last year, Moses. That was not Moses' choice. That was God's choice for Moses. Amen? That was God's choice for Moses. They say, it's not only Moses that God speaks to. God only speaks to us. Moses, go to God. God said, go to the camp. Go and proclaim this. Who is on the Lord's side? If you are on the Lord's side, line up behind me. Those who fear God, line up behind. Some line up behind Korah, Datan, Abiram. God wants to prove himself God. Hello? You know the story. And God told Moses, if this man die natural death, then I have not sent you. As a child of God, like I said on Sunday, be careful. When you are relating with each other, make sure you do it with the purest honest of heart. And God will bless you. If you pray at the pancake to a child of God, Jesus said, whosoever will bless Brother Bartholomew is blessed. Whosoever will curse Brother Bart is cursed. If you have that revelation, you don't talk foolishly about one another. Pray for one another. Amen. What did God do? The camp is divided. The camp is divided. Some have lined up behind the Korah. Some line up behind Datta. Some line up behind Abiram. Some line up behind Moses. God has to prove who is who. Hello? The grave of those people that line up with Abiram, Korah, and Datta, their grave was not dug with shovel and digger. God opened the earth and swallowed them and buried them. Hello? Where the prophet said, where God sends you on an errand, it will completely equip you. Any enemy that rear up his ugly head is fighting God and not you. No witch. Oh, mercy. No witch. Witch. No witch can fool around and elate. May God help us. If witch, they beat you in the night, drag you from bed, put for ground, find out, are you an elate? Some alone here. Or more long. Don't know. Any Holy Ghost that which we beat, I don't want that kind of Holy Ghost. In the first instance, it's not even Bible Holy Ghost. It may just be a ghost. God bless you, church. I say God bless you. You see, though that is prayer. Don't underrate prayer. Prayer can change anything. In the word of God, there is power. In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow. The need of witches and wizards and Emery and Ogbaje, Mami Water Spirit, all the demons of that Satan, they shall bow. Satan himself shall bow. God is good. He has done me well, oh my soul. Will you praise him? God bless you. I say, God bless you. Look, I don't care your achievement in life, whether in the line of education, whether in the line of finances, whether in the line of whatever, there is an appointment waiting for you. It is appointed unto man once to die. The Bible says after that judgment. Do you know that is not to the saints? We are passed from death unto life. We are not going to no judgment. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh yes, the joy of the Lord is my strength. If in my mouth we laughter, ha ha ha. Satan, if in my mouth we laughter, ha 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 ha. If in my mouth we laughter, ha 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 ha. Oh yes, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. God bless you. Let me pray for revival for the bride. You know, the other day I was saying something. I said, when Brother Brown was bringing this message, it was not in words alone. It was in power at the demonstration of the presence of God. But Abraham said, when that time is approaching, he said the bride will be so anointed that when they see as he is, they will be like him, they will bled. Believest thou this? Only believe, for all things are possible. God bless you, church. Shake one another, say shalom. My precious brother. I love you, brother. God bless you. Yes, sir. God bless you, brother. Shalom. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What did Satan bring to the world? What did God bring? God is good. He has done me well. Oh, my soul, rise up and pray the Lord. God is good. He has done me well. Oh, my soul, rise up and pray the Lord. We praise the Lord. The other day I made a statement. My wife didn't like it. I tried to explain to her. She's sitting there. Because I said, we don't sleep on the same bed. It's not because of hatred. It's because she will not sleep. Immediately, you know the mommy Lara? Yes! She will sleep. Because if I wake, oh man, after my 2 or 3 hours, till daybreak, I'll be doing my stuff in the room. I can be singing, I can be praising God, I can be worshiping, I can be praying, I can be doing anything in the room. Honey, bear with me. God bless you. Blessed be his holy name. We will serve God whether the devil like it or not. Let me tell you one thing. The reason why the scripture say, be quick to hear and slow to talk. When I was down, I don't know what you were saying, you know. I don't know. You know what you were saying. Some of you had dreams. I'm coming to that dream. I will address those dreams. I'm telling you. I will investigate that dream from Genesis to Revelation. I must tell you. If it's a good dream, you go come here. You go testify. If not bad dream, you go come, we go pray for you. That evil spirit that give you bad dream, we will cast it out. Hello. God bless you. Don't be fast in talking. The prophet said, when you are sick, he said, examine yourself whether you are in the will of God. Have you done anything wrong? Because God can allow sickness to correct you. Now, let me bring a typical example. Job, what was his sin? Kill a shame, Job. So people, immediately anything happen, that will form their... May God help us. If you find yourself a talkative, you are gossiping, check the spirit that is in you. I think that is why the scripture says that you should examine yourself whether you are in the faith. The spirit that is in you, find out what that spirit makes you to do. Honey, have I ever talked any bad thing about anybody in this church to you? I don't do it. Whether you answer, you don't answer, I know myself. Praise God, amen. I don't do it. God bless you. Before God, his servant stands or fall. Leave that judgment to God. You know, I mentioned something somebody said in the convention the other day. Say it's old age. Old age is worrying him. And Satan will not leave him alone too. Emi o shegbe eshu. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. I will go to Brother Church. Multi sofukwemumbo. Not to go and fight, but to go and straighten him. If you look, you people have the missionaries we have. If you travel, you come to an assembly, you find 2 ministers having issues or whatever. Don't hide any. Keep your mouth shut. Or you start praying for them. If you can't see the 2 of them together and settle them. Leave the matter. Don't lean on one side. You are creating unnecessary body problem. Hello. I overheard when I was at home, when I was sick, I overheard somebody asking, are you saying that this man had not done anything good to me? I said, what is wrong with this person? I didn't say anything. I said, God, that pulpit, I will come again. And here I am. God bless you. All the clapping, all the rejoicing, all the praises go to God. Yes, sir. Because it's the one that has done the job. God bless you. I say, God bless you. It shall be done. As he said, only trust and obey. Look up and say, I believe God. God bless you. You know, the other time I was asking the church, I said, since I've been pastoring this assembly, if there is a sister here that can stand up, whether young or old, say, Pastor Manti touches you, stand up. If you want to tell a lie, I'm telling you, Ananias and Sapphira case, we repeat. God bless you. I believe in total deliverance. Total. You see that you are a Christian or you are not a Christian? The prophet said, God does not make his children halfway Christians. No. He made the complete sons and daughters of God. Shall we bow our heads? If you want to be remembered in prayer, for that is why we come to the house of God. Thank you, sir. Just raise your hand wherever you are and keep your request in your heart. God answers prayers. Our Heavenly Father, you are the God of William and Abraham, a prophet of yours that you said to us in this generation. You have earlier on instructed us that if you send a prophet, you have told us the way you will deal with him. That is how we will know that you are the one who sent him. You have also told us that if a false one comes, the way we will know him. We have known William and Abraham as a true prophet, because of your presence and your vindications with him. In tens of thousands of thoughts, says the Lord, one never failed one time. Lord, is it you told him a time is coming? He'll be able to design the thoughts of the hearts of the people. If it's sincere and get the people to believe it. And the time came, we saw that came to pass perfectly. Master, you ask him to store this message for us. At this message, we do the bride good. He will prepare the bride. He will give us actually faith. It's a portion of faith that we have been talking on. Oh, Master, hands are up everywhere for this little exhortation. Praying always. Praying always. Don't complain. Don't murmur. Don't be idle. Don't be worldly. Don't be watching your phone. Don't serve your phone. You stay hours with your phone. You can't pray 30 minutes a day. That is abnormal. Don't allow your phone to control you. Control the phone. Master, your children's hands are up somehow on the altar. You know exactly what their needs are. Master, you that promise that if we ask, we will receive. They are asking, may they receive in the name of Jesus Christ. You that told us that if we seek, we will find. They are seeking, Lord, may they find in the name of Jesus Christ. Master, whatever it might be, whether for physical needs, whether for material needs, whether for financial needs, whether for academic needs, whether for spiritual needs, Lord, you are rich unto them all that call upon thy name. The back in heaven can never go backward. meet your people at the point of their needs. Satan, Satan, devil, whichever way you are troubling God's people, I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, remove your hands from God's people in the name of Jesus. Leave them alone. They are the purchased product of the blood of Jesus Christ. Therefore, pack your bag of baggages and leave them alone. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. May the church say amen. God bless you. I say God bless you. No matter how spiritual you are, there is always more of God. Do you know why? Because you cannot have the fullness. So you can always have more as you desire. God bless you. Thank you for coming to church tonight. Before I hand over to my precious brother, I want us to just a chorus. I hope you won't mind if I dance. Hello. God bless you. I say God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the heart hear His voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh God, to the Father, through Jesus, the Son, and give the glory. Great is He has done. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Yes, let the earth hear His voice. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Yes, let me to rejoice. Oh, God, to the Father, to Jesus, the Son, and give.
Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for this day and the privilege that we have to come to your house for the midweek prayer meeting. We are grateful to you for the worship service, the hymns and the crosses. Rabbi, sent to praise your name that is worthy. We thank you, O God, for the preaching of your word, praying always. We thank you for the things that you have reminded us of. We ask that your spirit will place them in our hearts. And Lord, let not just hearing, but oh God, may be our life, dear Father. Lord, that will be the testimony of every one of us, dear God. Give us divine revelation, Father. Lord, we thank you for the prayer requests, both the written that were read and also those that we have on the slide. Lord, perhaps with any other one that came up in our heart as we pray before you, Lord Jesus, before we ever ask, you know what we will ask for. And Lord, you already have the answer ready, Lord, to give unto each of them. Anoint our faith, Lord, to know that your word cannot lie. You say that whatsoever we desire when we ask in prayer, that we should believe that we have received them. You say, then shall we have them. May we go away with assurance and confidence that you have answered our prayers. Those that came forward to be ministered unto for good health, Lord, we have acted upon the scriptures. May they go believing. May they be in expectation. May the pillar of fire confirm their request unto them. Thank you for your servant that you have used tonight. Lord, we ask that the virtue that has left him, may you recall him hundredfold, dear Father. Continue to give him good and perfect health for your service and for your own glory. Thank you, dear Father. Lord, the rest of the week is your hand. May your grace abide with us. We will soon be going back to our home where we come from. You brought us here safely. Take us back home safely, dear Father. Give us a wonderful night rest, Lord. By the time we will return back here, if you are still here by Sunday, we pray, dear God, that we enjoy your presence. You take us from glory unto glory. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting our petition, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for your prayers for me when I traveled to Lagos. Actually, I went 3 times because I didn't stay in Lagos throughout. I came back the first time on Monday, went back again on Wednesday, came back Thursday evening, went back again Saturday, and came back Monday evening. But all the journeys were smooth and safe, and God was gracious to us in the services. And the saints, they send their greetings, the pastor and the ministers. You know, the ministers are many. I think they are about 12 or so in number. They all send their greetings. And majority, there are plenty of our people from here that are also in that place, and they all send greetings. God bless you richly. I say God bless you. And we also thank the Lord for helping Brother Debumi in his trip to Abeokuta and bringing him back safely also. Shall we rise, please? Who is like unto thee? Oh, Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh, yes, among the gods. Let's clap our hands now. Who is like him? Glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. Oh, do in wonders. Hallelujah. We slide on. God be with you till we meet again.